Hey guys, what's going on? Dr. Frank here, the founder of Addiction Mindset Recovery Coaching Programs. In today's video, I'm going to talk a little bit about energy drink addiction and pre-workout addiction.
She don't want me. Pop a pre-workie. Pre-workie make the pain go away. Pre-workie make the veins go yay.
Something I personally suffered with, while at the same time reacting to this viral YouTube video, energy drinks, why are they sending so many people to the ER? If you're trying to quit these things, I'm going to give you some tips along the way, so let's get right into it.
Throttle, Red Bull.
Rockstar.
Monster, 5-hour energy is pretty popular.
Rip It is huge because it's so cheap.
Bang. What about Bang energy drinks? Can I get a shout out for Bang energy drinks, anyone? That was kind of more my speed. I was getting into the C4 pre-workouts. I took some of the original Jack 3D pre-workout with the DMAA in it. I was hooked on all types of stuff. Now, I want to be clear before we get into this video. I would usually have like a Monster in the morning and a pre-workout in the afternoon and maybe the occasional coffee as well too. So I wasn't drinking like 6 Monsters a day, but I was also addicted to nicotine and black market THC cartridges, just as a disclaimer.
Energy drinks, supersized, grab-and-go ready, and turbocharged with caffeine. They are the fastest-growing beverage in the soft drink industry.
I like the taste of them, but also just feel more alert and focused when I take them.
He said something so crucial. People always make fun of me like, how do you get addicted to energy drinks? How embarrassing. Oh my God. No, these things are designed with a hyper-sweet taste, whether it's through the use of sugar or through the use of artificial sweeteners. See, you have to understand, when you take caffeine, a substance that's one of the most addictive drugs out there in America, which I'm not saying all caffeine is bad, and you combine that with something that has a hyper-sweet flavor, a hyper-sweet taste, you now create a recipe for addiction and dependence. It's crazy. You guys don't even realize how genius these marketing companies are and these energy drink companies are. They learned from products like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, things like that.
Go fast.
Marketed as high energy, on the go, performance enhancing beverages, young adults and college athletes, mostly male, have become the biggest consumers.
Bang! Bang energy! Monster! Monster girls! Get on the dirt bike! The Monster energy dirt bike! I'm gonna tear it up! I lived what I thought was that Monster lifestyle, but in reality, I was like 26, 27 years old, living at home, jerking it at night to, God knows what, doing nothing with my life. It was far from a high-octane lifestyle. It was pathetic.
A lot of guys drink 5-hour energy before games just for that extra pump up.
That extra boost comes from caffeine, the most popular drug in the world.
I love it. I'm not productive in the morning if I don't have coffee.
8 in 10 Americans consume caffeine every day.
You know, one of the things, too, that I think you guys got to start to assess is, why are you so deprived of energy? Like, is it your sleep that's so screwed up? Is it your nutrition that's so screwed up? Are you pounding nicotine all day long and then finishing out the night with THC? Like, why is it that the energy is so lacking? Maybe there's some other underlying health condition. A lot of our clients who come in with this, we'll order them blood work and things like that, and we'll find they might have like thyroid problems or like magnesium deficiencies, or I'm just throwing stuff out there. Maybe they have some weird underlying autoimmune disease that they've been self-medicating with energy drinks for. So just something to keep in mind.
But an increasing number of young people are getting their caffeine from chemical-loaded energy drinks.
I don't really like coffee, so if I ever like really feeling really tired, then that's probably what I'll drink.
I got that dude pinned as an energy drink fiend. Now, I don't know him, so I can't judge. I can't cast judgment, but I used to say that all the time. People would be like, oh, you're drinking another Monster? I'd be like, yeah, I don't drink coffee. Yeah, I'm not into coffee. Yeah, I'm not a coffee guy. Okay. We'll see.
It's good to have something to just keep your mind ready and on the go.
Why is your mind so not ready? Like, one of the beautiful things about getting sober from this stuff is just waking up and being prepared to go do something without having to annihilate my body with a substance. That is one of the biggest blessings I have received giving this stuff up.
But what's actually in these drinks?
One can of one energy drink, for example, has about 500 milligrams of caffeine in it, which is about 5 cups of coffee.
And boom, here we are with some misinformation. And this is one of the worst things that we can do. Immediately, if I'm talking to someone in high school who's trying to quit energy drinks, and I'm telling them, oh, there's 500 milligrams of caffeine, you know what they're going to say? They're going to look at me and be like, no, it doesn't. You obviously don't know what you're talking about. Now, I'm not saying that's totally far-fetched, but if we look at like a Monster, which I think has about 120 milligrams, and I think that's one serving per, you know, normal-sized can, it doesn't add up to 500. Now, if we take the guarana extract and some of the other things that might be a source of caffeine, maybe we bump it up to 200. I think Bang has a listing of 300 milligrams of caffeine. But I have yet to see a 500 milligram drink, maybe in a pre-workout product, which, by the way, I think is way more dangerous than some of these energy drinks. They're kind of the same thing, actually.
Often there are other ingredients besides caffeine, which sometimes may build up the effect of the caffeine. Companies can put in whatever they want. They don't have to say how much caffeine is in it. It's never checked by the FDA. And so when you drink that can, you're really not sure what you're drinking.
He's 100% right on that, though. These things aren't regulated, which I understand. I don't have a massive amount of faith in the FDA myself. But I will say this. It's kind of freaky. Like, so for those of you that don't know me, I developed osteoporosis or osteopenia. So my bones are like glass. They can shatter really easily. And some of that's believed to be due to the high content of caffeine that I was consuming each and every day, combined with the nicotine constricting blood vessels and decreasing blood flow to the bones, on top of caffeine being a vasoconstrictor. And I believe, too, there's been some links to these energy drinks actually leaching the calcium out of your bones, which is what makes them stronger. Really messed up.
The consumption of energy drinks is a rising public health concern. In just 4 years, emergency room visits involving energy drinks have doubled.
Usually people come in with just a rapid heart rate, agitation, tremulousness, nervousness, anxiety, not feeling well. But there are now more and more cases reported where people get really sick and have to be resuscitated in the emergency room or even die in the emergency room.
That's absolutely right. There have been deaths reported of these things. You guys can just Google it. There's lawyers that go out and do action lawsuits against these energy drink companies. And the sad thing is, like, if you go on TikTok, I'll pull up some viral video trends. There's people just slamming pre-workouts, dropping a scoop of pre-workout in a Monster energy drink. And I get it. You feel invincible at the time. And you're like, oh, I'm fine. I could do this a million times over and over again. But that's, you're missing the, there's a cumulative effect. You do it once, there's a little damage. Do it again, there's a little damage. Do it again, there's a little more damage. You do this over and over and over again. And then one day you wake up and it's like, boom, you're not fine anymore. Something's really wrong.
So just what are the health risks when you consume too many of these drinks?
High blood pressure, rapid heartbeats, premature beats, experience mood changes, and seizures.
For me, anxiety, depression was off the charts, insomnia, my sleep was horrible, I had crazy stomach problems, I was getting muscle twitching and muscle pain. I think you guys got to remember, especially if you suffer from chronic pain, caffeine can reduce something called andosine, and what that is it's a pain reliever. It also, it's something your body naturally produces, it also plays a crucial role in your sleep. So on top of the vasoconstriction and the decreased blood flow that happens from caffeine. And that makes me think, how screwed up is a pre-workout product? Here it is putting all these vasodilators in it, telling your heart to pump more blood, expanding your blood vessels, while at the same time you're constricting everything, especially if you're getting hopped up on nicotine in conjunction with energy drinks. You're doing so much damage to your body, but it's not about that. It's about the addiction. Here you are getting marketed to, getting hooked on another product. They're training you to be a consumer. Monster energy drink, Bang energy, Juul.
If people are drinking only energy drinks, they can become very dehydrated because caffeine is a diuretic, and people can end up with acute kidney injury and renal failure.
Have you ever mixed it with alcohol by any chance?
No, that's, I've heard that's not too great for you at all.
Wait a second. No, I heard that's not good. I'm going to go 9 times out of 10. That guy has definitely tried a Red Bull vodka. That guy has definitely tried a Monster vodka. 9 times. No. Come on.
But 54% of college students who consume energy drinks do mix them with alcohol when partying.
I think it's common sense that that consuming stimulants and depressants at the same time is not going to be healthy for you.
I'm a pretty educated guy, and that never really crossed my mind at the age of, you know, 20 years old, 23 years old, combining stimulants and depressants. You're basically making your own little concoction of speedball. Throw nicotine in there, throw THC in there, throw one or two monsters in there, and then a bunch of alcohol. You have a really dangerous concoction of substances floating around in your blood within a very, very, very short time span. And then what happens is here you are running into all these weird, strange, unexplained health problems. And a lot of physicians are failing to really look at the mixture of these things, especially in a college population. College is where a lot of this stuff starts, guys. And I think it's horribly wrong. If you're needing all that stuff just to get through school, we got to relook at college. Something ain't right.
If you're chugging the beverage in order to get high on alcohol, you're almost certainly going to have a toxic dose of caffeine along for the ride.
I mean, I believe caffeine prolongs your ability to drink alcohol. So I know when I would do like Monster Vodka, my alcohol consumption for the night could be through the roof. And I'd have a lot of friends too, guys, mixing Adderall into that as well. Adderall, Ritalin, all those things, so bad.
And that risky cocktail could send you to the ER.
I thought this young 24-year-old man was going to die right in front of my eyes. After 2 or 3 hours, we figured out that he was actually diabetic, and he had been mixing Rockstar energy drinks with whiskey.
Like I said, that's basically a blend of Speedball, but like, you know, just the legal version, if you will. And she's absolutely right. A lot of people don't realize that they have underlying health conditions or predispositions to underlying health conditions, excuse me. So you might have a heart problem that you're not aware of. You might have diabetes and not be aware of it. You might have a kidney problem and not be aware of it. And then you start doing this stuff, your friend seems fine, but you croak, you collapse, not knowing that, hey, shoot, I had a problem, an underlying condition.
There's often an assumption that these beverages and caffeine levels are harmless.
There's not that much caffeine in coffee. There's only like 300 or 400 milligrams in energy drinks, I'm pretty sure. So it's pretty safe.
I don't know where people are getting it. A lot of energy drinks don't have that much caffeine. And I don't know if I'd also qualify that as pretty safe. Like, I used to say that all the time when I was younger, but I was just talking out of my butthole. I really had no frame of reference.
That's certainly the argument of the Beverage Industry Association, which touts the safety of energy drinks and responsible advertising.
The companies have promised not to advertise them to kids.
He's absolutely correct. Their advertising is absolutely genius. It's on the same type of advertising that you saw Juul use. They took a chapter right out of cigarette companies when they started their marketing campaigns. Hot girls, cool colors, fast-paced lifestyle, that Dan Blizzard lifestyle, they hit the nail on the head when it comes to the advertising. And I was so sick of being like just a sheep, constantly falling for marketing. Here I am. Here comes Frank, the consumer. Oh, this? I'll drink this. Oh, that? Sure. Yeah. Oh, look at that colorful vape. Yeah, I'll take that. You're being trained. You are being trained to consume, consume, consume. And trust me, it makes for a really miserable life. Come on, you want to be the person producing and influencing, not the person consuming all the time. Stop falling for this junk, I swear.
Kids are one of the largest markets. And there's no prohibition for a kid to go into a grocery store or a convenience store and buy these and chug them.
I don't understand why they're even marketed. I think it's irresponsible.
It has to do with money. It has to do with money. Money is why they're marketed. This is a big industry, billion-dollar industry.
Physicians worry that children and teens targeted by the makers of these drinks are not aware of the serious health issues involved in consuming them.
There's really no role for energy drinks, particularly in children.
Doctors say the doubling of ER visits is just the symptom. The real problem is the failure to regulate energy drinks.
I think it's highly unlikely you'll see any type of restriction, nor would I really call for that. Just, again, not a big fan of restrictions on things, but you're not going to see it. Money, money, money.
You only get one heart. You shouldn't fool around with it. My recommendation would be not use them at all.
Once your heart fails, everything else just shuts down in suit. And, you know, I feel so bad watching some of these viral TikTok videos of these dudes usually jacked up, taking a bunch of shots of pre-workout, taking shots of pre-workout mixed with energy drinks, and it only takes one time to get screwed up. But for a lot of you guys, it's not going to be in the form of a heart problem. It's going to be that depression. It's going to be that psychosis. It's going to be that muscle pain, that bone pain. And it's going to result in a bunch of different doctor visits. You're going to be spending all this time and all this money, and no one's going to have any idea what's wrong with you, because there's a good chance they're going to fail to look at the bigger picture of what's actually going on. So a lot of people always ask me, why are you so hellbent on energy drinks, nicotine, THC, and adult media content? Because we have to look at the big picture and what's going on inside that person's brain. Once I realized what I had fallen for, once I realized the trap that I was stuck in, and I could see a path to getting out, everything became 1,000 times better. If you're thinking about quitting caffeine, I've made videos that I put in the description below to help you out with them, a little bit more about my story. Cold turkey is your best bet. Don't try and wean off slowly. Don't try and replace this with something else. Just go cold turkey. Give your body 30 to 60 days to detox this stuff and then reassess. And don't expect to be feeling great and be like loads of energy and sleeping better right away. You are going to go through caffeine withdrawal. You are going to go through a withdrawal process from these things. Think about all the people addicted to pop and soda and stuff like that. Get it out of your system. Start drinking more water. That's it. Just replace it with water. You want to get some LaCroix or something like that, fine. But get this junk out of your body. I promise you guys, you'll thank me like 5 or 6 years from now. If you don't want to do it, fine, whatever. Live fast, die young. It's on you. But I'm here if you want help. Follow me in the next video where I talk about caffeine withdrawal.